Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of In Defense Of, a podcast dedicated to defending people's favorite characters to hate. Alternatively, it's also people's favorite characters to misunderstand, and that's where we are with this first character. Today, we'll be discussing Billy Hargrove from Stranger Things. William Hargrove, also known as Billy, is the human antagonist introduced in Season 2, whose role becomes bigger after he was possessed by the Mind Flayer in Season 3. He's portrayed by Australian actor Dacre Montgomery. His character is most well known for being Max's abusive older sibling with mommy and daddy issues. But is this really all he is, and more importantly, is this all we should notice when his character is mentioned? Well, let's suit up for court today, because I'll be playing as Billy's defense attorney. So, why don't people like Billy? Well, I could tell you the obvious reasons people say they don't like Billy Hargrove. His relationship with Max, Lucas, and Steve are clear examples. His supposed racism towards Lucas, and finally, his disturbing relationship with Nancy and Mike's mom, Karen Wheeler. All of these are reasonable reasons to dislike Billy, but I want to take a step back and look also at his character and all these reasons with a more critical view. Alright, so let's start off with something that I don't have to look at too hard. Is Billy Hargrove a racist? This question is probably the easiest for me to debunk. Billy Hargrove is not a racist. But if it's so easy to debunk, then why is it the first thing people point towards? Well, in episode 4 of season 2, Billy makes a comment to Max that there are certain types of people in this world that you should stay away from, and that Lucas is one of them. Of course, if you first watch this, then you would probably think, yeah, that's racist, until you pay attention to what just happened with Lucas and Max. Billy was clearly there and watched the pair argue and fight. Yes, the way he went about telling Max to stay away from Lucas wasn't okay, and it sounds off at first, but it's clear that Billy wants to protect her from getting her heart hurt. Along with this, I want to add that Dacre Montgomery agrees that Billy is not a racist. He told Newsweek, "I don't think it has anything to do with race. He loves his sister Max, and if it were any other kid bothering her, he would have reacted the same way." While some might say this isn't the same as the Duffer Brothers saying it, I would disagree, since Dacre came up with most of Billy's actual background story. To transition from that, I want to continue to discuss Billy's relationship with Max, as most people point to this relationship as further evidence to hate Billy. I want to preface this with, I'm not trying to excuse Billy's actions, but rather explain why he does the things that he does in the way that he thinks. However, I also think that a lot of people look at Billy and Max's relationship and they just see what's shown in the show, and in the show we really don't get a lot of background information as to what Max and Billy were like before they moved to Hawkins. The relationship was never buddy-buddy, that's not what I'm trying to say, but rather, Billy clearly cares for his stepsister, and Max cares about him. This is proven in season 3 due to Max's consistent worry for Billy and wanting to get him back to normal, as well as Billy's pleading to Max and his apology before his death. But this isn't the only showing of care that we see. Bringing it back to runaway Max, after Max and Neil get into an argument at the diner and she's sent out to the car, Billy goes after her. There's a conversation that ensues and it goes like this. "I just don't want him acting like he's my dad, and I'm not going to pretend that he is. Don't worry about it," Billy said, looking up at the neon Captain Spaulding sign. "It's not like he's my dad either." I glanced at him, not sure I'd heard that right. "What?" Billy turned back to me, and I was sure he was going to tell me it would be okay, maybe even hug me. But his eyes were heavy and flat like always. "He's a horrible guy, Max. Haven't you figured that out? You really think a guy like that could be a father? Not to me, and not to you." While at first the scene can come off as Billy being cold once again, I disagree. I think rather than this showing him being cold again, this is him trying to comfort Max while still remaining distant from her. He wants to comfort her because he couldn't comfort himself, but instead he forces himself to remain standoffish. Rather than this being something Billy is doing out of anger, I think it is a self-defense tactic instead. Perhaps he learned, after his mom left, to not get too close to people because they will leave you. That's why his dynamic with Max is the way it is, and there's more scenes in Yovanov's book that show Billy attempting to protect Max along with her doing the same. When Billy never picks her up after Halloween and she goes home alone, she lies to save Billy, even though she knows it could get her in trouble with Neil. She also, later in the book, attempts to protect Billy from Neil's abuse. Their relationship is rocky and difficult, but it's clear both care for one another. However, Billy's fear of getting close to other people, along with his rocky past, makes it hard for his and Max's relationship to work. But I think people look at the worst sides to this relationship, rather than the sides that show Billy isn't completely one-dimensional. Another relationship that Billy has that I want to discuss is a relationship that not only plays a large part in season 2, but also plays a large part in both of these characters' development in season 2, and that's his relationship with Steve Harrington. Now, I know when I say relationship between these two, I know some people will take it in a whole slew of ways, and that's actually what I want to discuss in this section, because I think it further explains not only Billy's relationship with Steve, but also his relationship with Mrs. Wheeler. Before I say any more on that, I want to preface that I think his relationship with Mrs. Wheeler is disgusting, because she is a full-fledged adult and he's barely 18. Throughout season 2, we see Billy constantly trying to one-up Steve. He's constantly near him and he's constantly bothering him. Rather than this being a thing of Billy trying to be the apex predator of Hawkins High School, I think this is further proof that Billy's actually gay and he has internalized homophobia. We clearly see his father is homophobic when he calls Billy the F-slur just for Billy caring about his looks, and Billy acts out aggressively and defensively. But also the way he constantly only ever really targets Steve, even before he knows that Steve knows Max, and the shower scene between them, I think that Billy is attracted to Steve. A couple of other things that point to Billy being gay are his middle finger ring, which is code, and also Robin, later in season 3, also wears a middle finger ring and she is canonically a lesbian, along with his right ear's dangly earring, which is also code. He's always looking for a way to show off, and rather than it being about one-upping Steve, I think it's more about just showing off to your crush, and he's always looking for a reason to get close to Steve and or touch him. So then, if Billy is gay, then what's up with Karen? Well, I think not only does Billy more so like the admiration and praise that women give him, especially older women, but I think he also feels like he has to like women, and that he has to let women sexualize him the way they do. He hates himself for his attraction to Steve, and so he finds himself constantly fighting with Steve. And if you want to point to Billy's fight with Steve as proof that Billy isn't attracted to Steve, well, I want to point out that the writers confirmed that Billy wasn't seeing Steve in the fight, but rather he was seeing Neil, his father, who he was never able to protect himself or his mother or anyone else from. Of course he went wild. He felt like he had to. And while that's not fair to Steve, Steve also did lie to him about having Max in a random cabin in the woods. So, with all that, how does it really defend Billy? Well, let's put it all together then. Billy Hargrove is an extremely complex character. While the writing for him is not well done, and I do believe that better writers could have done his character more justice, I think people give Billy a harder time than he deserves. He's a teenager who grew up in a completely shattered home life, with a father who abused him physically, emotionally, and mentally, along with his mother daily. And then he watched as his mother, the one person who believed in him and his dreams, abandoned him. He found out that the only thing he could do was let out his rage on others because he couldn't let it out on the one person who deserved it. He feared his own sexuality and turned against the man he had an attraction for, so as a way he couldn't get hurt again. He turned against his own stepsister and was aloof to her, so that way, in case she ever left, it wouldn't hurt him like it had before. He sees the same girl get in an argument with a boy, and because of his past, assumes the very worst and threatens Max and this boy to stay away from each other. Billy Hargrove is a tragic character, suffering not only from bad writing, but also later suffering due to being possessed. But also, he's suffering from a history of violence and abuse, and watching nobody ever stick up for him. So with that, I hope some of you guys found a way to perhaps forgive Billy in your hearts, as I did. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.